All right, we are here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and this morning we had the 2009 Peanut Profitability Award winner, sponsored by Farm Press and Penton Media. And with me is the Southeast Region Award winner, T.E. Moy, and he's from Newton, Georgia. And T.E., why don't you just tell me first just a little bit about your operation?
Okay, we are a diversified farming operation. We grow cattle, peanuts and corn, and then sometimes we grow cotton.
Now, this is a profitability award, so how did you come by winning this award? There was a lot of entries this year. What made you profitable this particular year?
I think the tropical storm Fay made me profitable. I had a bright idea that we wanted to plant 135 acres of dry land peanuts, and at one time we thought they were going to make zero. And the storm came through, and the average 4,700 pounds, and I think those, even though they were 1,000 pounds or 1,200 pounds less than our irrigated peanuts, we made more money on those 135 acres than we did on the other ones.
So you're crediting some of your award this year to Tropical Storm Fay. Well, that's great. Well, now, you've been farming for what, about 29 years? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we've full-time 29 and 30 years.
Okay. How much has peanut farming changed in 3 decades?
Well, in 3 decades, it has changed tremendously, but it has made its biggest stride in the last 10 years. And the reason for that is varieties. And as I said earlier, Dr. Branch over in Tifton, and also you have to give credit to the University of Florida now, too, with their Florida 07 variety. And we planted them all, but varieties is a big difference. Disease packages in these varieties, and also an opportunity to market them better, and I think that, and you know, I was given sort of a light of Damascus Peanut Company, but I've been partners with them for 30 years, and you know, we grow them, we've got to sell them, and I think that that they've been good to us to give us good seed, and you got to get them out of the ground growing to start with. So it's just like a synergy, you know. You really, the way to achieve goals is a lot of people working together for one common goal, and you know, we've got to be the farmers got to be involved, your warehousemen, your shellers, and also your end users, such as I say M&M Mars and these people, because they've been good to us over the year. So it's just got to be a joint effort from everybody.
But you mentioned new technology, and that's certainly something that's come about in the last 10 years. And you mentioned Trimble Ag Technologies and how you've started using some of the GPS and the new technologies, and how they helped you increase your profitability.
Without a doubt, we used to have a growth stimulant that we could keep the vines smaller. But it was very obvious to us about 2 years ago that we were unable to do a real good job of plowing up our peanuts and inverting them because we couldn't see the row. So I thought we had to do something to do it. And Trimble came by our Ag Technologies in our area was the one that really presented it to us. Was no doubt in my mind that we can save in some instances 1,000 pounds to the acre. So a peanut at $500 a ton, 1,000 pounds an acre, pay for your guided system pretty quick. And we were looking at the guided systems, and we really wanted service. And Ag Technologies is the one that we thought gave us the best service. But you got to plant them with that guided system, and then you got to plow them up with that guided system. But that has made a big impact. It's very obvious to me that you know, with the profitability, you understand where I'm coming from. If I spend something, I want it to make me money. And I think we probably paid for our guided system in 1 year.
That is an amazing story right there. We hear a lot of negativity these days, especially with the economy the way it is, and, you know, agriculture is being hit on all sides. How do you stay positive as a peanut grower? What's your key to being positive in the industry?
Well, every year is different. You know, I've been growing for many years, but you always have an opportunity to make a crop of peanuts. That's a miraculous plant that'll just respond to water. And you have, with corn and cotton, sometimes you have a window there that you have to have rain to produce. Well, the peanut's a little different crop, and you always have the attitude to say, well, if it doesn't rain this week, it'll rain next week or the next week, and you still have an opportunity to make a crop. Now, and it looks very positive to me, the agriculture does. I don't believe that they've got the acres planted in the Midwest on corn, so I think we're going to keep corn at a better price, and I think it's going to be able to rotate crop. The other thing is the ethanol plant that we have in Camilla has really helped us because it gives us a positive basis on our corn. It's a renewable resource. It may not be the best technology. You know, cellulose may be the best way to make ethanol, but right now corn is what we're using to make ethanol, and I think it's good for the country. It keeps us from have dependency on oil and from the foreign countries. So I think I think a lot of things are positive in the ag industry right now. From here at this conference, we found out that we're going to have a better price for peanuts this coming year, and we'll produce them. We'll produce corn. Anything that'll make us a profit, we'll produce.
Well, congratulations. I think you had a lot of good thoughts there for the peanut growers out in the countryside. So congratulations on your profitability award, and good luck in the coming year. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference.